It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Unfortunately, the crooked, lazy, dishonest exploiters of the capitalist system have tarnished the reputation of the true capitalist. And our school system, it enforces this belief by instilling in the young that the rich are evil, money-hoarding abusers. When in reality, the true capitalist benefits only from his or her generous contribution to society, the improvement of lives, and the creation of jobs. True capitalists, they're producers. You see, when they enrich society by supplying items of great value, they receive accordingly. The problem lies in, one, the deep-seated belief that producers are malicious, and two, training generations to become wage earners instead of entrepreneurial capitalists. You see, our education system, it continues to pump out individuals who believe that their job and that their money and that their personal residence are all assets. When in reality, you can't own a job. That's not an asset. Money is no longer real. And the only asset of a personal residence is the mortgage. Unless someone is paying you to live in your personal residence, it's not your asset. It's the bank's asset. The authentic entrepreneurial capitalist finds solutions to common problems, improving the quality of life for those that he or she affects. They are generous, they are creative, and they are a benefit to society. Since entrepreneurs are the only ones who create jobs, I don't know, call me crazy. Why not solve the issue of unemployment by teaching our children how to be entrepreneurs instead of sending them through school, impressing upon them that the idea that the next obvious step is to find a high-paying job, of which there's a high likelihood that high-paying job won't be there when they do graduate. You see, the world is growing and developing at ever-increasing speeds, and there will be no shortage of entrepreneurial opportunities. So you've got to get that there's not enough to go around idea, you got to get that out of your head. That type of thinking is going to hold you down. Let it go. So the question here remains, do we train our future generations to step into the position of problem solvers and economic contributors? Or do we continue to teach them that their best option is to sell their time for money? The first step to mending this financial crisis is a magnificent dose of financial education. Without it, we're headed right down that same path that no longer leads to a happy ending. You see, by training the future generations how to be generous capitalists, the only kind of true capitalist, not until then will the economic climate begin to heal. But in order to train the future, the education starts right now, and it starts with you. I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.